There's been lots of legislation even on how we should do clinical trials and how we should look at outcomes, because it's been noted that blacks typically do worse than whites. This paper actually is illustrative of how you should approach this problem. And this paper also tells us that the real problem in minority health in terms of black outcomes in prostate cancer, at least in early stage, is that a substantial number of black men in the United States get less than optimal therapy compared to the white population. It actually tells us that what we need to focus on is how do we get a large number of people adequate health care. A large number of American human beings are not getting adequate health care for whatever reason. Either they can't afford it, they don't have access to it, perhaps they don't know how to actually get that adequate care. But there are social reasons why we have a higher death rate or a higher mortality rate from some of these diseases. Now, the paper goes on and notes that they've looked at this in low-stage prostate cancer, but there are a number of papers that have looked at this in men who have high-stage prostate cancer, stage 3 and stage 4, and there again, equal treatment yields equal outcome when people are treated equally. By the way, the same finding has been noted in breast cancer, it's been noted in colorectal cancer. And this again is a cry that one of the things that we need to focus on is how to get people adequate treatment.